แยมก็ตอนแรกแยมก็ใจไม่ค่อยดีอะไร
นั้นเวลาพวกเราแต่งเพลงก็จะแต่งเพลงเป็นลุงสมชาย
These Thai musicians fled their country because they have been criticizing the king, which is punishable in Thailand. But these artists feel it's their duty to break the taboo, says Trarong.
This story is untouchable for people to talk to monarchy. But เราเป็นศิลปิน We are artists.Actually, pass a song. 3, 4. ไม่รักนะไม่รักนะไม่รักนะไม่รักระวังติดคุกนะติดคุกนะติดคุกนะติดคุกก็เพราะไม่รักนะ
They sing about more democracy and less corruption, or more cryptical about the road to liberation. But since the military junta took power in Thailand in 2014, these kinds of lyrics are out of the question.The group's name is Fayan, which means cold fire, and their lyrics soon became very popular, explains Yami.
We first got into trouble when we published a song in which we called the junta soldiers cowards because they ended the rule of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra
ขันตรงเนี้ยเป็นที่ระลึกของทักษิณชินวัตร
กี่ลมฝันที่พัดละอองโปรยอ่อนเหมือนในกรงขันคงเหน็บหนาวเงียบ
This song was a hit on YouTube. They particularly targeted ex-general and coup leader Prayut.
เธอกูร้องตะโกนบทเพลงของสามัญชน
After the military coup, the atmosphere became tense in Thailand. The junta started to apply the Majesty Law in a very strict way because the reign of King Bhumibol was about to come to an end. Says Pravit Ruchanaprak, one of Thailand's most prominent critical journalists, who has been investigating the situation of dissidents in his country.
Even before the coup, we all know that the previous king was ailing and that there were more concerns about whether the transition of the throne will be smooth or not. So being against the military junta was already enough of a risk. These people know that they have said something very critical of the monarchy. So once they learn about the coup, they decided to flee.
Not over 1 kilometer.Go to the market.
We go shopping quickly and at a local market, not too far from the house. They buy enough food for the next 2 or 3 days. Jam is not feeling at ease.
Going out is not safe. We always go together. Some time ago, one of us went out on his own. He never came back. We think he was arrested and got killed.
This is a song for a friend who spent 2 years in jail for lèse majesté. He didn't manage to leave Thailand.It all becomes too much for melodica player Trarong, and he starts crying. Okay. I meet him again, alone in the kitchen.
Fish. Cooking is a therapy against homesickness. It reminds me of my late mother's recipes.
But it was his father who brought music into his life.
My father used to be a musician. He worked for King Rama VIII at the Royal Palace.
He get a horn every morning.
Your father worked for the king?
Yes.
And now you have to leave the country because of the king?
Yeah.
Talking about the king was prohibited. You could not say one single bad word.
He find me, he shit me.
The night falls, and I find Jam, the youngest member of the group, in the garden. Besides being a musician, he sees himself as an activist.
I think I'm an activist. It's only work. Work that I must work.
I don't know.
Why?
Because my mother is red shirt, but my father is yellow shirt.
The conflict between red shirts and yellow shirts, against or for the monarchy, yeah, divides his family.
My father not speak with me for 7 years. Because the ultra-royalists want to kill the anti-royalists.
So your father would want to kill you?
No.
But other anti-royalists?
Maybe, I don't know.
The next morning, we are in a car and Trerang is singing a song about Thailand. Such a road trip is not without danger.
Be careful.
We have to be careful. Everyone here could possibly work as a spy for the Thai army.
The risk of being stopped or arrested is real. Even though these activists live in one of the neighboring countries now, the Thai military junta is still chasing them, says Thai journalist Pravit Ruchanaprak.
The neighboring countries are not really democratic at all. They have friendly relationship with Thailand. That's why they feel that they could be spied, they could be under surveillance, and possibly something even worse. So it's clear that in those countries, these people are at risk.
We arrive at the house of Wat, one of their friends, who is also an activist.
We used to sing protest songs together, political songs about King Bhumibol. They are still on YouTube.
Do that on YouTube.
The lyrics say the whole political system is corrupt from top to bottom. They talk about two activists who were found murdered.
It was in December. They were friends of mine. The bodies were found by the Mekong River, their faces disfigured, and their stomachs stuffed with concrete blocks.
Who is behind those killings?
The responsible is the King Vajiralongkorn, or Rabu, the whole system.
The exact truth about these murdered activists will probably never be known, and the potential involvement of the king is a very delicate question, says Thai journalist Pravit Ruchanaprak.
It's against the Thai law, and I'm bounded by the law, which prevents any to even accuse the king of doing that. It's just impossible for me. I think they were killed because they were anti-monarchist, and that's the primary reason behind that killing. That's my views.
On the way back, Trerang contemplates the situation he and his friends are in.
This is our life now. We're not yet released from this constant threat. Sometimes I think it's better not to think too much about our home country.
For DW, I am Chris Janssens.